Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, I have some answers, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, if you've been cursed by this recent virus of germ warfare that has onslaughted Southern California, I know the answer. Dairy products. If you're sick and you have that virus, then take my advice. Stay away from the milk, the chocolate milk, the cheese, the yogurt, the cottage cheese. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the only way you're going to completely pull out of this. What this virus is saying is, no more dairy products, America. But, you know, the American Dairy Association doesn't want to hear that. Anyway, today we have a hot topic for you, and I think it's been a long time since we've done this puppy. We're going to do a topic called the Scorpio Factor, and we're going to take a look at the Scorpio inside of each and every one of you. Everyone has a Scorpio Factor, which is the most mysterious, most challenging, most secretive, the mystique. And some of you are so totally Scorpio, it's disgusting. And the rest of you, you lack so much Scorpio that it's almost painful. So we're going to take a deep look at human emotions, feeling, love, passion, the occult, mysticism, and all those things connected with Scorpio factors in every one of our charts. And even if you don't have any planets in Scorpio, no problem. Because Scorpio is on one of your house cusps, and you are going to be affected by that Scorpio vibration. Okay, yeah, well, where's my celestite? Somebody took my celestite. I can't do the show with that. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to interrupt myself, because I'm spoiled by this stuff, and I just refuse to do it. There it is. Hi, puppy. That's it, Farley. Try to go on the show without your rock. And see what happens. It just doesn't flow like it should. Now I feel better. Ah, isn't that funny? Pick up this blue rock. Well, you know where I come from, and maybe you don't know where I come from, but I say there are two kinds of people in this world. There are people with Scorpio, and there are people without Scorpio. You know, that's really funny, but people that have Scorpio planets, with the exception of Saturn, which is so far away from having Scorpio planets, that it actually almost surgically removes the spirit and the soul of the Scorpio vibration, that so often many of us who do have Scorpio planets in our chart, whether it's Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, whatever, or Pluto even for the kids, we do get tied up with those people that have Saturn in Scorpio, and the people with Saturn in Scorpio are born to experience lessons concerning Scorpio factor. Whereas those of us that already have Scorpio planets usually are the victims of circumstance if we get involved with those people that have Saturn in Scorpio. And I am talking about major pain. Scorpio vibration is a difficult emotion to contain, to control, to understand, to disseminate. And people that have Scorpio planets in their chart, and I'm telling you something, if you're Libra rising, you may not have any Scorpio planets, but you have Scorpio on the second house cusp in equal house astrology. So you're going to have a Scorpio vibe somewhere in one of your 12 houses that's going to show us where the intensity and the heartfelt emotion and the Kundalini vibration is coming from your soul. But I have found in my travels, because I do have this moon, which can be rather bothersome, even though I have learned to love and embrace everything in my life and everything in my chart, the truth of the matter is that if you are born with a Scorpio planet in your chart, with the exception of Saturn, you really have nothing to go on emotionally. Emotionally, it's like you're down here on Earth and you really don't have the rules, you don't have the scorecard, you have no scale. And basically, when it comes to psychological and emotional balance, it's going to be a lot more harder for you to deal with it because of the intensity and the challenge that the Scorpio planet bestows. That's why a lot of single women and men have Venus and or Mars in Scorpio or Moon in Scorpio, a lot of people who have their hearts smashed, people who are subject to rejection because they're nice, people who are subject to unrequited love, people who are subject to not really being in control or in charge of their extremely intense emotions are people that have Scorpio planets. Now, let me throw another curve at you, really outside, and I'm going to include a whole nother group of you, meaning people like my dad, right, Fred Malloris, who has no Scorpio planets. He still has his Sun, Pluto, Neptune, and Saturn in the 8th house. And guess what? If you have any planets in the 8th house, if you are an advanced enough astrology person for this topic, and you say to yourself, well, I'm not included because I don't have any planets in Scorpio, Farley, but you do have planets in the 8th house, bingo, you qualify for this topic. So what my point is today is that people with Scorpio planets, with the exception of Saturn and Scorpio, and people with planets in the 8th house, with the exception of Saturn in the 8th house, are going to be people that are going to ordinarily be more sensitive, more vulnerable, more hot and cold or extremist in their emotions. And just to give you an idea, just to give you a wide idea, Neptune by itself was in Scorpio starting around 1958, 57, thereabouts, and stayed there for about 15 years. So a massive portion of you have Neptune in that sign. Also, Uranus was in Scorpio a little bit later, I'd say in the 70s. So a lot of our children born in the 70s have Uranus in Scorpio, right? So understanding this topic is absolutely essential. Besides the people born in 1947 with Jupiter in Scorpio and 1959 with Jupiter in Scorpio, those of you with sun signs, Mercury, Venus, Mars, our moon are rising in Scorpio. So this really makes up a major portion of our entire listening audience. And this is a complicated emotional factor. It's unbelievably complicated, especially when it comes to love, romance, sex, and relationships. Sometimes when I try to identify the Scorpio energy, it's almost like a rabid tiger on the one end, as far as how wild it can be, or maybe a passionate tiger, or a humble bunny on the other end. The funny thing about the Scorpio energy is it's almost transdimensional. See, Pisces energy is transdimensional, but it's obviously so. Pisces people daydream, and they know it, and we know it, and the whole world knows it. But people with Scorpio planets, literally, I feel your emotions lie specifically in the intuitive mind, in the higher self, and sometimes it takes a while, if ever, to get in touch with these feelings. People that have Scorpio planets are excellent competitors and excellent players in participation as far as contests are concerned, because if they're psyched up, look out, they're going to win the Super Bowl, right? Because these people can be extremely hot when it comes to energy, and especially sexually, for sure. But if they're not psyched up, or if they're closed down, or if they're shelved, or if they're put aside, or rejected, or dejected, or subject to unrequited love, talk about depression, insecurity, and internal emotional pain. It is literally incomparable. And many of you who have stelliums in Scorpio or the 8th house, meaning 3 or 4 planets, are people that are subject to such tremendous internal pain that in case you are rejected, dejected from career, relationships, family, or whatever, you could be subjected to a depression that could last for years and could internalize a lot of these negative vibrations and, as we know, create ill health as focused on the stomach, on the back, on the genital area, or anywhere in the body, especially the skin, which we call strange Scorpio psychosomatic ailments and illnesses, okay? And people with Scorpio factors in their chart also are subject to nervousness that is undefined and undiagnosed. Now, guess what? A lot of you sitting there going, well, Farley, I don't have any Scorpio planets, and I don't have any 8th house planets, and I don't have, and all this and that. But every one of you has a planet Pluto in your chart. Everybody. And Pluto, because it is the lord of Scorpio, represents the key, the critical Scorpio factor in your chart. Depending what sign Pluto's in, depending what house Pluto's in, and depending how Pluto is aspected, in coordination with where the sign Scorpio is located and what house, will exactly diagnose where you are a Scorpio. So everybody has the Scorpio factor somewhere in their charts, which means everyone is going to be subject to this extremist behavior, either very excited. We call it love, hate, and relationships, right? Those of us with Scorpio moons, wow, it's a big responsibility to be in a relationship with us because it's important to try to keep us happy or help us remain happy and loving and tender and caring. Because if we get down, there's no middle road. There's no middle ground. You know, it's easy for people with Virgo and Capricorn and Gemini and Pisces and Cancer to ground themselves in the middle and say, okay, I can be patient, I can be cool, and I can reflect a friendly attitude. But people with these afflicted Plutos and people with Scorpio planets, like I say, with the exception of Saturn, which I feel, no offense, but some of the coldest people I have ever met are people with Saturn in water signs. I'm sorry, my dad has that included, Saturn in Cancer, also in the eighth house. And even though he can be a warm, affectionate guy, when he's turned a cold shoulder to me, look out. I know what the Berlin Wall feels like. And I've had, as sensitive as I am, thank God I don't have Saturn in Scorpio, the eighth house, or water. Because some of the people I know, if you have Saturn in water or the eighth house in one relationship, in another relationship with a person who has a heavy Scorpio without Saturn or heavy eighth house planets, talk about whammo. They expect us to be patient and to be calm and to be centered and to be balanced. Forget it. You have nothing. You know, I feel that people earn Scorpio planets because either number one, their souls are extraterrestrial and they are literally pulling from an alien emotional source, or number two, because they are so intense in their feelings that they have this mammoth mountain of energy to pull from also emotionally, or number three, they just must have this super vulnerable vehicle in order to learn these lessons of life concerning love, sex, romance, and relationships. I have already naturally proven that those of you with eighth house planets and Scorpio planets, with the exception of Saturn, like I must say, and I'm not putting you people down with Saturn in the 8th or Scorpio, no offense, but I have tested that the nerve endings are closer to the surface of the skin for some unknown reason for those of us with Scorpio planets. That's why we can be so obsessed with physical holding, nurturing, kissing, and passion. You know, a lot of you out there with Scorpio planets are going, yeah, Farley, tell them what it's like, you know, because so many of us get intertwined with these people that have this intensely complicated set of emotional foundation in their systems, and all you need to know that they have Venus in Scorp, or Mars in Scorp, or Scorpio moon, or Sun in the eighth house, or maybe Pluto square Neptune, or Pluto square Mars, or something that will make them extremely Scorpion in nature. And if you want to know what Scorpio means, I'll tell you what it means. It means, number one, someone who is the most compassionate of all, someone that really cares. We're talking life or death. Somebody that might put their life on the line for another person if they cared that much. Sometimes even for a stranger. Number two, love-hate emotions. No in-between. If you want to keep your Scorpio mates happy, then keep them laughing. If you want to pull them down and make them depressed, then turn them off, reject them, or deject them somehow. Number three, we're talking about psychic, aware, evolved beings, extremely meditative in their sense, extremely occult in nature. These are people that qualify as teachers, healers, New Age heralds, and people that can plug into and empathize with others and their pain and feel that pain in order to help heal them. We're talking passion potential beyond your wildest dreams. If you want a lot of sex in your life, then hang out with somebody that has a heavy Scorpio factor. I'm not trying to undress myself in the radio. Many of you know I have a Scorpio moon in the first house with four squares on it, so we don't need a book or a film to understand Farley's sexual potentials. But obviously, I started being curious at a very young age. I had a gung-ho daddy who encouraged me to get involved in relationships at a young age. He didn't know I had a Scorpio moon. The rest is history, right? But you know, this factor is so important with our children, with our friends, with our family, with our relationships, with people we work with in career, I want you to know that the Scorpio factor contains itself. See, Scorpio doesn't like to show itself. It hides. It has secrets. It has sometimes emotional problems it doesn't want to discuss or unveil. Sometimes to understand how we feel, we have to dig deep. We take root easy, but we take a long time to grow, which means we can have love at first sight easy because of our psychic potential, but to fall in love with a person, we may need 6 months to a year. It's different. Loving someone and being fond of someone and being attached to them is one thing, but when a Scorpio factor being falls in love, it is so deep and it is so intense that in case it ever doesn't work, it is just as painful and just as evolutionary in processing that same exact emotion. It is incredibly powerful. So this is a factor that each and every one of us must understand to get along with those we know and love that have the heavier Scorpio factor in our charts. You know, when you send for your chart and when you find you have that Scorpio rising or the moon or Neptune or Uranus or whatever, then you're going to immediately plug in Mars in the eighth house, whatever, something in the eighth house. You're going to say, wow, Farley, no wonder I'm so weird. No wonder I'm so intense, so extreme, so hot and cold. Let me tell you something else. Scorpio factor people do not like to fight, and they do not like to get upset, and you don't want to have a war with them because you're going to lose. You know why? Because they build up and they save emotion. We throw emotion into this huge reservoir, in this huge sack. And if you push somebody with Scorpio planets, and you want them to get upset, they'll usually warn you. They'll say, don't do this to me, because you are hurting me, and you are upsetting me, and pushing me to the point of temper. And usually, my key is I like to warn people three times. And then, all that energy that has been hidden, and all that emotion that's been kept under wraps because we haven't been able to find it, explodes into a frenzy, rage, that is very similar to the orgasm a Scorpio individual or Scorpio factor person can reach. Very intense and very expressive. On the opposite edge of that fence, on the opposite end of the pleasure and the ecstasy, if you push the Scorpio factor person to an unchannel explosion, look out for the ear-piercing, wall-shattering explosion that will occur when that kundalini force is finally released. And if you really love the person you're with, that is releasing this force, you will know that they just had an emotional dumping that is uncomparable and sometimes extremely required. A lot of Scorpio pattern people also have problems crying. And when they do learn how to cry, and when they do find out how to cry, once again, that kundalini force flows within them. You know, a lot of chakras can close down if you have too much Scorpio factor in your chart. So learning how to have orgasm, or learning how to rage and explode, or learning how to cry and wail, or learning how to scream, are things that open your chakras and explode this force and create this powerful, almost nuclear explosion that can be frightening. You better believe it comes from another dimension. Other things, Scorpio factor people are more vulnerable to things like possession, obsession, jealousy, vindictiveness, entity interference like demonic possession, exorcism. They're vulnerable because they get depressed and traumatized and they get so negative that they forget about protecting themselves and they open themselves to other dark entities, maybe Scorpio-type entities on the other realms that can come in and take over. So what happens there? Drug and alcoholism also. They're prone to that. This topic is absolutely essential, not only in helping us understand and prove how astrology works by identifying and zeroing in on the Scorpio factors in our chart, but also in allowing us to understand the people we deal with that have this intense Scorpio factor. And what about those of you, right, that have both? You might have intense Scorpio factor, and next to that, if you don't have 8th house or Scorpio planets, maybe you have maybe Cancer or Pisces planets, which is close to Scorpio, right? Not as intense, but close. And then to boot, you'll have Saturn in water sign, right? Saturn in Scorpio. So then you're catch 22. On the one hand, you can be the hot cold, and on the other hand, you could be just brick wall, totally cold, shut down, turned off. And if you're with somebody that's like that, it's painful. When they turn off, look out. It's like somebody sticking a knife into you. I almost married a couple of girls, not both at the same time, that had Saturn in Scorpio. But I didn't like the way I felt when they felt like being cold or tried to manage the relationship from their point of view. They didn't have 1 ounce of respect for the 1% amount of nurturing I required as far as having a Scorpio moon with Venus in Cancer. You know what? It doesn't feel good to have that kind of pain. That's why I recommend if you are with someone that presents that type of pain to you when they refuse to change, get out. Save yourself. Abandon ship. You know what I mean? Maybe you need somebody else that has Scorpio planets, and we'll take all the Saturns in Scorpio and we'll throw them all together in a little bowl and let them party. You know, the true sign of an evolved being is when you have Saturn in Scorpio and you finally give up that wall and you allow yourself to surrender to emotion. As much as we have so much emotion to deal with, those of us with intense Scorpio factor, people with Saturn in Scorpio have exactly opposite. All their Scorpio energy is bottled and contracted and hidden. It's just reduced. It's gone. So when we start talking emotion with them, they're like, what? They have trouble. That's their lesson. They came here to learn about Scorpio things like intensity, emotion, love, sex, rebirth, letting go. And we live with this stuff every day. Intensity, rebirth, love, sex. We face up with it every day. What a hot topic. An extended topic with fewer commercials. I hope you enjoy it. The Scorpio factor. I was inspired today. What the hell? You know, let's go berserk. I was pumped up about this topic because Pluto's in Scorpio. It's retrograde. It's square my Pluto. I'm having a midlife crisis. And this Pluto in Scorpio is changing the face of the entire planet. A lot of people are getting in touch with their higher selves and the Kundalini part of their selves, and they're getting in touch with their occult factors, their Scorpio factors, their transdimensional, multidimensional self. And the Scorpio tells you that. So God bless you people with Scorpio. I understand. And if you have Scorpio in your chart, then yell out. Let us know. Okay.